the sand. It must be rock beneath the sand. Well, I'll be damned. This town still stands.
She's super fun, yeah, she's super wild. Yeah. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It is somewhere in the 1 o'clock hour. The show is the, I never remember this, WMFO Music Department Hour. It's pretty easy. I always get the order wrong. MD Music Department WMFO Music Hour of Music. There you go, right? And so on the WMFO Music Department Hour, which is every other week, but I've missed a couple of weeks just from this and that. So we usually do new music, and I'm going to play some new music, and then if I get bored of it, I'm going to play some old music and tell you guys about it. So pull up a rocking chair. I think that's a good vibe for the WMFO MD Music Department Music Hour of Music. We're starting it off with a new song from Of Montreal called Peace to All Freaks. In just a moment, did you like that? In the radio business, we call that dramatic suspense, not dead air. No, dead air is a dirty word. We don't like to use that word, even if it is appropriate. So here is Of Montreal with Peace to All Freaks.
I want to educate myself, not going out tonight. I and gentlemen, welcome to the show. If you wanna live longer, first you gotta rock and roll. Kick some dust, get real low. Breathe in the last first, we fly and then we fall. Top. to tell how lucky I am, if just for that spell to have landed in your frame.
Thank you.
right, that was some new music. We had, let's see, that was just like a nice long chill set of new music. Up first we had Of Montreal, Peace to All Freaks, Samsara, Crash Boom Pow, Fascinations, Grand Chorus, Tonight, Bryce Bangs, I Want All Your Love, Jessica Hoop, Song for a Bygone Era, Beautiful Dudes, The Shape I'm In, and Margot with Palm was that last one. And I'm looking up something because there's a Tufts band that's pretty good, and oh darn, World Federal Organization Club is pretty great, and they released a new song recently, but it's explicit, so it's on streaming platforms. You can look it up. I just can't play it for you. Storm season emergency preparedness. It is storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year, so be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And for those of you with, you know, like, other things that need fresh drinkable water, like, children, pets, plants, make sure to have an extra couple gallons for all of your other thirsty little beings in your house. This is Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I've been saying that in my sleep for the past 4 years. Incredible. It really is just, it rolls off the tongue at this point. It's easier than saying my own name. I probably have... wow, that's really impressive. World Federal Organization Club. There's one of their songs just hit over 1,000 listens on Spotify. That's a decent number. They're at 1,068. Not bad, not bad, not bad. For the end of the hour, we're going to listen to the first one or two songs from Jeff Wayne's musical version of The War of the Worlds. So I really, really like this album. Also, Jeff Wayne is my uncle's name, so it's really fun. But yeah, it's a very cool musical version of a radio drama, and here we are playing it on the radio for you. So let there be no drama. Here is The Eve of the War.
No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us. We'll be right back. midnight on the 12th of August, a huge mass of luminous gas erupted from Mars and sped towards Earth. Across 200 million miles of void, invisibly hurtling towards us, came the first of the missiles that were to bring so much calamity to Earth. As I watched, there was another jet of gas. It was another missile, starting on its way. Spurting out from Mars, bright green, drawing a green mist behind it, a beautiful but somehow disturbing sight. Ogilvy, the astronomer, assured me we were in no danger. He was convinced there could be no living thing on that remote, forbidding planet.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said.
Missile approached Earth. It was thought to be an ordinary falling star, but next day there was a huge crater in the middle of the common, and Ogilvy came to examine what lay there. A cylinder, 30 yards across, glowing hot, and with faint sounds of movement coming from within. Suddenly the top began moving, rotating, unscrewing, and Ogilvy feared there was a man inside trying to escape. He rushed to the cylinder, but the intense heat stopped him before he could burn himself on the metal.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, but still they come. Yes, the chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, but still they
incredible to me now that everyone spent that evening as though it were just like any other. From the railway station came the sound of shunting trains, ringing and rumbling, softened almost into melody by the distance. It all seemed so safe and tranquil. Thank you. unscrewing of the cylinder. 2 feet of shining screw projected when, suddenly, the lid fell off. Two luminous, disc-like eyes appeared above the rim. A huge, rounded bulk, larger than a bear, rose up slowly, glistening like wet leather. Its lipless mouth quivered and slavered, and snake-like tentacles writhed as the clumsy body heaved and pulsated. Funnel rose, then an invisible ray of heat leapt from man to man, and there was a bright glare as each was instantly turned to fire. Every tree and bush became a mass of flames at the touch of this savage, unearthly heat ray. Verge of safety, this mysterious death would leap after me and strike me down. At last I reached Maybury Hill, and in the dim coolness of my home, I wrote an account for my newspaper before I sank into a restless, haunted sleep. Thank you. I awoke to alien sounds of hammering from the pit and hurried to the railway station to buy the paper. Around me, the daily routine of life, working, eating, sleeping, was continuing serenely as it had for countless years. Common, the Martians continued hammering and stirring, sleepless, indefatigable, at work upon the machines they were making. Now and again a light, like the beam of a warship's searchlight, swept the common, and the heat ray was ready to follow.